Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Hey everyone, real quick before the show starts, I want to remind you about our annual economics event that's coming up in the really charming city of Charleston, South Carolina, December 4th and 5th. It's a really great event. We're going to have 24 site consultants there with a limited number of seats, only 250 economic developers. Seats are going really, really fast. So please sign up www.economics.me/register. That's economics with an X. If you have questions, please feel free to reach out and I can kind of walk you through the day's events. It's nick@consultantconnect.org. Hey, Nick Riashi here, and I'm so glad you're joining us again this week. Today, I talk with Dennis Fraze, who is the Chief Operating Officer and Senior Economic Developer at Lee County Economic Development Group in Iowa. You're going to love his energy. Dennis is responsible for their strategic plan, including the development and implementation of a comprehensive marketing and communication strategy. Interestingly enough, Dennis has a marketing background providing mobile website solutions, creative services, and results-driven marketing. He also is the host of the Develop This podcast. So let's listen in. Well, Dennis, this sounds like it's going to be a really energetic podcast today. So I'm really, really excited. So, you know, I want to jump right in, and it's kind of a loaded question, but what's the biggest challenge facing leaders today?
Well, I think it's a great question because, you know, leaders right now, I think there's a couple of things going on that make leadership really challenging. I think number one thing is the age diversity in our workforce. You know, we've never had such large numbers of multiple generations of the workforce at one time. So we've got, you know, boomers, Generation X, we've got millennials and Zs, and all in large numbers. And they all come at the work in much different ways. And I think as a leader, trying to manage those different generations is a real big challenge. I think that when you throw in the advent of the internet over the last 10 or 15 years and couple that with social media, I think the challenges facing leaders today and going forward are going to be truly unique and probably pretty challenging.
Well, Dennis, so you're talking about, you know, the younger generation. So, you know, what kind of advice do you give someone that, you know, is going into a leadership position for the first time that maybe isn't seasoned, maybe isn't ready yet?
Yeah, you know, that's always the challenge. I think when you have a new role as a leader, how do you really get into that and how do you learn? And I think part of that is just being endless curiosity. I think you have to continually be willing to look outside the industry that you're in for thought leaders and ideas. And I found that in my career, that's been really helpful because if you just get cloistered into what you're doing or your area, I think you'll have a difficult time growing as a leader. And I think that's really, really important to take a look outside of your own area of expertise and be open to those new ideas and be open to the world that's going to change around you very, very rapidly.
We're just so lucky in this day and age that we do have all of that knowledge at our fingertips that, you know, 20, 25 years ago, leaders didn't have an opportunity to possess. So, I mean, I think that's a really great point. So, you know, you've seen leaders come and go. What's a behavior maybe that you saw that kind of derailed their careers? And what do you do? How do you guard against that?
Yeah, I think these are big ones. You know, obviously, leadership and life starts with personal integrity. I think if you don't have that, it's going to be difficult to be a leader, you know, because reverent power is so important because people will follow you because of who you are. And I think it's so important that you build that personal brand for your leadership journey, if you will. And second, I think one of the things that I've seen that derail people is when you become entrenched or you become complacent, you know, and that's really, I think, dangerous place for a leader to be because we've always done it this way and the status quo is good enough. So again, I go back to my earlier statement about looking outside your own industry and being willing to challenge yourself. You know, how am I going to improve as a leader? Because if you stop growing as a leader, then the organization is going to become stagnant. I think that's something that can really, especially for young leaders, to guard against.
Well, you know, Dennis, you've mentioned a couple of times about getting outside of your comfort zone. What are some examples? What are some things that you're doing to ensure that you're continuing to grow and develop as a leader? You know, not so much in the general term, but what are some specifics, you know, some tips that our audience could maybe take from you?
Well, sure. Well, one thing is I co-host a podcast. That's been quite a journey for me. It's a whole new thing. And you told me 5 years ago, or even probably 2 years ago, that I'd be co-hosting a podcast with listeners in 50 states in the field of economic development. I would have laughed at you. But, you know, that has been such a great journey along with my partner, Jason Hutchison, that it's really made me kind of get outside of my comfort zone a great deal and really have to push myself and learn a bunch of, well, not just new technology, but also give me the chance to connect with a whole new group of people. So that's been a real specific example of being able to look beyond. And the other thing is, you know, I've been fortunate with an organization that they've given me the chance to continue my education. And I recently completed the IDC certification process. So for me, that's been something that's been really great to continue to learn. And it's been scary. You know, I'm not the youngest guy in the room all the time, but it's been a real challenge, but it's been really, really exciting for me.
So, you know, you've gotten into this industry and you've stuck with it. You've decided that you wanted to, you know, develop even further. How do you know, if you get into an industry or a career, how do you know when it's time to change jobs and that it's just not for you?
Yeah, I think that's a great question as well. And you know, for me, it comes down to, and it's probably different for everybody, but when there's no joy in what you do, you know, I think if you're not excited to go to work every day and really try to make a difference and you're excited about the possibilities, then I think that's really a time when you have to take a hard look in the mirror. Now, that's really cheap advice, frankly, because it's not always easy to switch jobs. Sometimes you're in the middle of life and you can't just pull up your stakes. But what I would encourage people to do is if you're in that situation where maybe I'm just not passionate, this is not the right organization for me, things are not where I want to go, but I just can't leave right now. I would encourage people to make a plan and set goals to how are you going to change? What skills do you need to add? What things do you need to do to really get yourself moving, and what do you need to learn, and how can I make that happen? Because if you just sit around and wallow in your own misery, you're going to become miserable, and that's a terrible place to be. So even if you're stuck, and a lot of people get stuck in jobs for financial reasons or a variety of reasons, but really challenge yourself to create a plan to make some change in the future.
No, I think that's really great advice. So real quick, I want to take you back, and I want you to think about, what's one characteristic that you believe every leader should possess? And who's been an example in your leadership journey that has shown that characteristic?
Yeah, I think there's several characteristics that are important. One we already talked about, I think, is that endless curiosity. I think that's so important. And I think another thing to me, a great leader has to have the ability to empower the people around them and delegate. It's one of those things that if you've ever worked for a leader who can't do that, you quickly realize how difficult that is. And so I think, especially with young leaders and leaders of all ages, that you know, you really want to set up your organization, your company for future success. You should really be building a structure around you so when you leave, things continue. And that, to me, is the mark of a great leader, someone who can put their ego at the door sometimes. And we all have ego, let's be honest. But I think if you can take a look beyond yourself and say, am I doing the right things, the right moves to set this organization up for future success without me? That's where your success. I was self-employed for a lot of years, and I heard a gentleman speak early in my career. And what he said was, as a business owner, if you can't take time away from your business or take time off, he considered you a failure. And so I've always tried to keep that in the back of my mind that you know the organization cannot be so dependent on the leader that nothing happens if you're not around. So I would really, I think that's a real trait that leaders should really possess and really strive towards. And, you know, as I've been on my leadership journey, and I have a fairly recent example, I live in Iowa, and we have a newly elected governor, Kim Reynolds, and she served as the lieutenant governor. And she has a great story, you know, came up through county government, you know, they worked in a grocery store early in her life and became lieutenant governor of the state of Iowa, then has since been elected as our first female governor. And I think Governor Reynolds, she just finished her college education a couple years ago. And I look at that as someone as a real role model of a leader, someone who was able to reinvent themselves later in life and never quit pushing, never quit learning. And I think that's really great. And she's adopted kind of her pet project is called Future Ready Iowa, which for those of us in economic development, it's all about workforce. And she has come to this project and brought so much energy and passion. So I take a lot of inspiration from her journey.
No, I think that's really, really great. So one thing that we like to do is celebrate ourselves. You know, we always are striving to grow and get better, but we sometimes forget to step back and celebrate our achievements. And I know you have a long list of achievements. I want you to brag. I want you to tell me, what are you most proud of in your career?
Yeah, well, that's always a little difficult. You know, we talk about ego, but sure, I'll share a couple things. You know, one thing in our economic development work, I live in a very rural part of Iowa, which is not uncommon in Iowa. You know, but we built a national award-winning workforce program that is really making a difference in our young people's lives. And I take a lot of pride in that, that's been a journey that we've been the catalyst to make a lot of great things happen. And so for me, that's really been quite a journey. And I love getting up every day. And I love the fact that we're impacting these young people, that we're going to make a difference long term. And a couple other things that I've done, and these maybe seem a little bit quirky, but organization was a catalyst to set a Guinness World Record. We sometimes are a county that's divided. And we came together, we set a world record for the most people planting flower bulbs simultaneously. So we had over 1,000 people come together in Lee County, over 1,000 high school and middle school and grade school students come together and set this Guinness World Record. And it was such a unique event that everybody wore the same t-shirt. You couldn't tell what town you were from. And we worked together. We really accomplished something that was really pretty special. And I guess the last thing I would say, just on a personal note, was I mentioned before, completing my International Economic Development Council certification. You know, to be in your late 50s and take on the challenge of a multiple day test was pretty daunting when everybody else in the room was half my age. But for me, that was something I took great pride in.
Well, Dennis, I got to be honest, this has been amazing. I've personally taken some great, you know, insights from things that you've shared. I hope our audience has done the same. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your journey with our listening audience today.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure being on the show. We appreciate what you guys are doing. Thanks so much.
Wow, that was a great interview that Nick just had with Dennis Frazee. I hope you enjoyed and took some nuggets of insight away from that interview as I did. Well, listen, next week I'm super excited because I get to talk with Alex Phillips, who's the Economic Development Manager at the City of Burleson in Texas. And Alex leads their recruitment and the retention efforts for both industrial and commercial growth in the community. But for those of us that know Alex, he loves the City of Burleson, all things Burleson. So whatever he can do to help grow and make that community a better place for the residents, he's all in. And you're going to want to be all in listening to the insights and just his leadership journey. He has a long career left, but he has done some amazing things and has taken his position and his leadership seriously. And you won't want to miss what that interview has in store for us. So tune in next week for the America's Jobs Team podcast powered by Consultant Connect.
Hey, thanks for sticking it out with this. You know, we don't normally do kind of these commercial things at the end because it's about you, not about us. But one of the things that we've put together is a book for the Lenten season called 40 Days of Community. And you don't have to be a faith-driven leader to enjoy this. But in a lot of traditions during Lent, they give something up. Well, as you can tell, when you look at pictures of me, of my weight and the other things in my life, I am terrible at giving things up. And frankly, it doesn't give me joy. It gives me energy. So what I want to do is use 40 days of praise and 40 days of changing the world. So we created a ebook called The 40 Days of Community. It's absolutely free. It takes you through 40 days of Lent and the things you can do, you know, like adopt a puppy. If you can't afford to go adopt a puppy, then write a check to your local shelter for a week's worth of food or a puppy in there. But it's the things we can do in our lives that are easy that some days we forget about. You know, buy the person in Starbucks behind you, you know, their coffee. Or one of my things growing up with a single mom is, you know, when I see single mom with kids in a restaurant, I try to buy their meal for them just because I wish somebody had done that for my mom when we were in that time in our life in that season. So this book is about those things. It's getting incredible reviews coming in. We want you to have this. It's no cost. You can go to ronkitchens.com and there's a link right there. You put in your email. We send you the book. We're not going to harass you about anything else. There's no fees. There's no handling charges. This is about you and helping you thrive for those 40 days. Good luck. God bless. We'll see you next week.